Uh-huh. We do want to talk some trash because Seattle is considering picking up trash every other week instead of every week. Now, advocates like Heather Trim from Zero Waste Seattle say a program like this will benefit the city.
Save money and save greenhouse gas emissions, many less trucks, and, of course, hopefully encourage people to put more into their recycling and their compost bins.
But opponents argue the money saved isn't worth the reduction in services for citizens. Susie Burke is a citizen on the Utilities Advisory Panel.
It seemed to be discriminatory against the bigger family, the family with a baby, the family with people who really need garbage service. It's stinky, you know, it wasn't really good.
Seattle has yet to implement the program, so we don't know how it will really work on the ground. But our friendly neighbor to the south, Portland, already has biweekly trash pickup. So we got them on the phone to see how it's going. It's Michael Armstrong who oversees the program, and he told our esteemed producer, David High, that Portlanders were eventually receptive of the change.
When the change was initially announced, a lot of the phone calls were concern, suggestions it was not going to work. But once the service actually went into effect, the calls shifted pretty dramatically to details of, how does this work again? Can I really put bones in there? You mean I can include pizza boxes as well? And so it is a big change, but we found that resistance to it and reluctance to it was greater before the change actually went into effect. And once we rolled it out, people were really quite adaptive.
Of course, one of the big concerns here is the potential stink. You know, people worried about various things sitting in the trash, especially in July and August, and, you know, people kind of not wanting that to become Seattle city motto. I'm just wondering how bad the stink problem gets down in Portland with the every other week pickup.
It hasn't proven to be a terrible issue. You certainly get, you know, some people's garbage stinks anyway. So I don't want to say that it's not an issue anywhere. But the same things that you would do to keep your garbage not smelling for a week or what you do for 2 weeks, you know, you bag it tightly, you seal it up. In some cases, it helps to sprinkle a little baking soda or something else. But a lot of it has to do with sealing bags tightly. And it has not proven to be an overwhelming challenge.
All right. Well, just to wrap it up, if you could give our utilities and city council folks a neighborly piece of advice, what would it be?
A neighborly piece of advice, I would say go for it.
Michael Armstrong oversees Portland's biweekly trash pickup program. Michael did say that Portland has been able to reduce rates since the program went into effect. It costs less, but slightly less, about 1%. The reduction in garbage generated has been much larger, a whopping 37%. That may have been because they went to every other week garbage pickup. But Portland also changed other parts of their waste collection and recycling program at the same time, so it could have had to do with that. With Marcy Silman, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.